Welcome home. I'm Kirsten.
And I'm Graham. And this podcast is the home ec class you wish you'd been offered.
We're two moms who've been real life best friends for more than two decades. We're trying to create gracious homes that are welcoming, but also functional, all while dealing with real life schedules, budgets, and children.
Stick with us and we'll share and show what we know, what we've learned, where we've messed up, and how to fix it. For everything we can't make up, we'll bring in the best experts we can find. You're listening to Welcome Home.
Today, on a very special episode of Welcome Home, it's the first annual and hopefully last ever Caroni Awards.
Caroni, get it? Like the Tonys, it's the Caronis.
We want to award the apps, the grocery stores, the terrible decisions we've made.
All the in lots the name of children of- in our home.
It's been quite a few weeks, and we feel the need to recognize,
to encapsulate, to hibernate, to
I gotta put my headphones back on now.
Put your headphones back on.
We could have done this in post-production, but it wouldn't have had the same effect.
We really like to make our own sound effects on Welcome Home. Okay, so and my husband was very specific. He's like, Graham, this is not
turned out.
He said, this is not a joke. Like, people are upset. And we're not laughing, but we are finding the laughter in this, because the truth is, Kirsten and I actually have known a couple people who've passed away from the coronavirus. So this is not, I actually have my sister-in-law's grandfather passed away from the coronavirus today. So it's very serious, very real. Like, my whole family's in Long Island. Like, we're with you.
Yes. But no, 100%. And no, there was a moment too, like about an hour ago before we taped this, where I was like, are we like terrible people? Should we not do this? Is this not something we laugh about? But then I also thought about how funny
we
can't
do our episode on babysitters. Like, we had an episode teed up on babysitters.
I went like, Graham's doing it. Graham's like, just run the one on babysitters. I'm like, Graham, we can't do that. We're never going to hire a babysitter again. Just kidding. We will.
Hiring a babysitter right now. Dream.
Oh my gosh. If we could get one.
We could get one. That's not the problem. I think we could get a babysitter, but I just don't think we have anywhere to go.
Can't bring one into your house. I would get a babysitter just to go hide in my backyard.
Yeah, no, it's true. You can't bring one to your house. That's of course. But so anyway, here we are, coronavirus 2020, the year we all wish to forget. And then Kirsten and I thought, we need to commemorate this, because truthfully, if ever there was an award ceremony to come out of this, there are a multitude of categories that deserve an honorarium, because life has changed. We have changed. We have adapted. And hence the Caronis.
The Caronis. Okay. So I also want to say, how many times have I thought to myself, I could not imagine going through this without X, without Y. We live in a really good age to have a quarantine. Don't you think?
Do you think so?
Yeah. I mean, how could I do? Wait, I don't want to get too deep into the awards, but there's so many things that it's like, I could not survive without this piece of technology, without, this delivery service, without this app.
Right. But that's the thing. We would have been planting stuff. We would have been plowing our fields. Like, the street would have been coming together, sharing their produce. We would have already had chickens that we would have been slaughtering in our backyard. Like, that's the thing. Like, we always act like our generation is so great and so fabulous. But the truth is everyone was adapting way back when.
You just have my husband. He's like, well, you've already, just because you're 200 years late to the homeschooling game doesn't mean you have a right to complain.
Right. Like, all the stupid Zoom meetings I've had today. Like, I had literally, the problem is not only did I have my calendar today of all the things I had to do, but I had two of my children's calendars. And it was like, log on to hear the science guy at noon. He's going to talk for 15 minutes. And I'm like, great. Just what I need.
It's you know what it's reminding me of? And for all of our listeners who have little younger children, like the preschool age and the toddler age, all of the prep work for board and busters, summer fun, Pinterest board, whatever. And it'd be 3 hours worth of work and planning for something that kept your kids not bored for 5 minutes. And then you just had to put them in front of the TV for 2 hours for you to clean up the mess you just made. You remember those things? I feel like it's kind of a throwback to that era.
Every single day. We just started e-learning this week, and literally my fourth grader is kind of rolling, so he's okay. He has an hour and 15 minutes of serious work a day. It's not that robust. But the kindergartner, I'm with him every 8 minutes. I'm an attorney doing billable hours. I can go and let you do this for 9 minutes, and then I'm back, and then I need to check your work, explain your work, like clean up your work, cry over your work, you know, like,
for sure. Do you have to scan everything?
Kind of. Yeah. We have to take pictures and like send it in. And it's a lot.
So I somehow dug up, I don't even know why we still have this. We had, my husband has like a multi-page scanner. Nice. And so that's one of our things. Okay, wait, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We said Graham and I purposely haven't talked so we could have our stories to each other be new and fresh.
We've just been parenting our children.
Yeah, is that what it is? I thought we were totally intentional. You're right. You're right. It's because we've been weirdly too busy. Oh, okay.
But this is an award ceremony. I say we dive right in. Let's start with
Award ceremony is prime time. It's
the best.
What are you, Graham, what are you wearing? I imagine you must look your best for this award ceremony.
Oh, I do. Well, let's see. I've tipped the scales at the highest number I've been since I got back from Africa, which you might be saying, like, why was that number high? But I think if you've listened to past episodes, you know that I got very large in Africa.
How have I blocked out that you got very large in Africa?
I told you, because we never had electricity. So we'd eat like sumo wrestlers and then we'd go to bed at 7 o'clock. And like, it was really, really bad. I was like humongous in Africa. And like, I got on the scale this morning. I have not weighed this much since like, I think 3 weeks postpartum, like after my largest child, where I gained, like, it's not a good spot for me right now. Because I'm doing all these stupid at-home workouts that don't really work.
Okay, wait. Okay, yeah. All right, we got to derail it because we're stepping on our outline here. Okay. Ironically, very first thing, best home-cooked meal.
Who put that first on the list?
That's you so did. And the Caroni goes to, I'm going to give this one to you, Graham.
Let's see. Oh, well, I made my children kill their own trout and eat it, which was very upsetting to my kindergartner. So I'm going to go with the home killed, slaughtered trout. That was part of my, we're going to learn to live off the land section of the homesteading project. So we went to a trout farm and we were the last customers there. We caught our own trout. They were a fortune. And then we cooked them whole on the grill. And my kindergartner cried the entire time. It was flopping around the ground waiting to die and said, "This is horrible. Mommy, please throw it back." And I refused to because we couldn't, because the trout man said, "You can't throw them back once you've hooked them." And so we cooked it. So there you go. Best home cooking.
I have nothing to compete with that. Okay. No. Wait, I apologize. I lied. I do. I don't think this is what anyone is thinking, but we had this day. I actually put on Instagram, so maybe you've seen it, where the kids picked 8 million lemons from our lemon tree because they wanted to make lemonade.
Oh, yeah,
completely lost interest in it, but this was hours and hours of lemon juicing. And then I realized, like, 4 pitchers into this, we had no more use for lemon. So I made Ina Garten lemon bars.
But that's a wonderful thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know Ina Garten, man? Okay.
Oh, she's amazing. She's been spot on for this. If anyone wants anything to do, like, subscribe to Ina Garten. She's pleasant. She's lovely. Like,
she's a lovely person. She's someone you want to be friends with. But I would also like her. I also am a little bit like, yeah, obviously my lemon bars were amazing when the first ingredient was 2 pounds of butter. Pounds.
Well, she doesn't mess around. She just makes
food. Doesn't. She doesn't. They were so good, lemon.
I know.
She just
makes food.
I don't even like. No one in my family likes lemon bars, and they were gone in 2 days. They were delightful.
Oh, lemon bars are to die for. I love lemon bars. Oh, wait. Actually, I'm going to brag on myself. I'm an amazing cook I would be really good on like a naval warship or like a really small like galley kitchen. Mm-hmm. I'm like the MacGyver of chefs. Or do you remember that show? I think Gordon Ramsay had it like years ago when the Cooking Network just came out, or the Food Network, and it was called like Door Knock Dinners. And he would enter your home unannounced. Like you did not know he was in your yard. And like, he would say, "What do you have in your fridge tonight? I'm going to cook a gourmet meal based on whatever you have."
I do remember that show. That was awesome.
Yeah. It's where I shine. Like, I'm the MacGyver of like not having a lot in your kitchen and doing it, but it only works when I'm not in my own house. So we basically went to another house for about a week and like, I only had a limited supply of food. I mean, I made more beautiful food there than I've ever made.
Okay.
Like, charcuterie boards were showing up out of nowhere. I was making like wonderful fresh salads and like, I didn't even have any vegetables. So I don't know how it was happening.
Oh, hey, I'll say one other thing I've been making is, speaking of charcuterie boards, we've done a lot of those, and we've done bruschetta boards with all the different types of bruschetta, and I forgot what I was going to say.
I didn't know there was more than one type of bruschetta.
No, are you kidding?
Yeah, what type of
bruschetta? Oh, no. So there's a restaurant here in Postino. They called it in Phoenix called Postino's. And they've actually, now they're all over the country. They're amazing. But no. I should like take a picture of this menu and show it to you. There's all different types of bruschetta. They have like, you know, fig and marzipan cheese with bruschetta on it and, you know, salami and pesto and almond hummus with tomato. No. It's amazing. Tomato and bacon and burrata. I mean, it's they're like very creative, delicious bruschettas. So I made one of those. And then also my kids, we did some Uber Eats and we got Indian food. My kids are obsessed with Indian food now, which I know yours are always been obsessed with Indian
food. That makes us very, very happy.
Mm-hmm. I thought you'd like that. So yeah, I'm going to give an award to that.
What are they eating? Well,
huh?
What Indian food are they eating?
I mean, they're very basic, like butter
chicken. Chicken tikka masala, right? Yeah.
Yeah, chicken tikka masala. They love naan.
Yes, I mean, it is pretty amazing. It's a pillowy flatbread.
In the words of my 12-year-old, Mom, it tastes like an Auntie Anne's pretzel.
Yeah, we're so hardcore that we're actually allowed back into the kitchen of our local Indian restaurant to help make the naan.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so well, I'm going to give this to you. This is our first award, Graham. We got to move a little faster. Okay. I'm going to give this to you for slaughtering your own trout.
Yes, catching, one would say. But yes, we did. We did the whole shebang. We cleaned it, did the whole thing. So that's my best home-cooked coronavirus meal.
All right. Favorite meme. The Coroni.
Okay, so basically everything you're finding on Instagram. I mean, it's just so amazing. Like, okay, there's one I like that says, it's a picture of like Donald Trump talking to, I think, Jared Kushner, I think maybe. And it says, Mr. President, the country is going crazy. What is your plan? And he says, Trump says, release the tiger documentary.
Oh my gosh. Okay. By the way, don't you just love the timing on that?
I mean, it's pretty amazing. I mean, it's just amazing.
Like, isn't that, see this? Okay. I actually stand by my original comment. This is such a great time where, you know, they didn't have that in 1918. They didn't have a documentary about a guy who collects tigers. They shouldn't have that. And I feel like that's making this a lot more bearable for everybody.
Yeah, it's like completely, what is it? Bread and chocolate?
I don't know. Bread, I've never heard that expression before.
Sorry, I'm distracted. I'm looking at all the memes. I can't focus.
I was going to say, are you tired? Okay, I liked the meme that was Jesus's Last Supper. Or I'm sorry, the famous painting, The Last Supper. But it's just Jesus sitting alone at the table. And then it's like a Zoom call with all the other apostles in little boxes on top. Oh, wait, it's really funny. Wait. It was on the Fat Jewish. If you follow him on Instagram.
I love that one. Wait, did you see the one of the lady like at the supermarket checkout? Who she didn't have like a homemade mask. So she wore like a paper party hat over her face.
No.
That's a really good one.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Okay. There's so many more, though. Wait, I'm still going through them.
I know it's really technically not a meme, too, but I do love the family in the UK who did the Les Mis.
No, what's that?
Well, you haven't seen the family who did the Les Mis one day more?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm going to send it to you. It's a family and they're like, one day more. It's hysterical. And they're all like complaining about homeschooling, being stuck in there together. And we'll see what Tesco has in store. It's hysterical. So I thought they were really fun.
That's a good
okay.
one.
Body part most in need of care. Ooh, this is This is a little too close to home right now.
As I pick lint from my toenails.
Okay, what is it, Graham?
Oh my gosh. It's everything. Let's see. Body part most in need of care. Right now? I'm going to go with toenails.
My toenails were my actual runner-up.
Okay.
I'm horrible at doing my own toes. I'm terrible at them.
No, I can't. Yeah. It needs a helper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your number one?
What?
What's your number one?
My number one is my roots.
Oh, your hair. Ironically, like the day before the lockdown, I've gotten my hair done and I can start to see it like going bad on me, but I'm okay. I'm in an okay spot.
It's bad. It's like a line of black down the center of my blonde hair. It's really bad.
Oh man.
Yeah. It's terrible. And then, here's another one though. I will say I follow this girl on Instagram and she talked about doing like, you know, those like masks you do, those leave-in conditioner masks.
Yeah.
She's like, just put a ton in and don't wash it out, you know, and braid your hair and just go to bed with wet hair and keep it in all night. And so I did that. And yeah. I will say, I've been doing that about every 3 nights. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to, hopefully, when all is said and done, my hair is going to be, you know, lustrous and not breaking.
So you think that's real? Like, are people home, like, whitening their teeth and doing hair care masks and all that?
I mean, I've done this once. I'm just talking about this. Oh, actually, you know what I was, okay, here's something. Here's like a make use of your time thing I've been thinking about. And it's one of those creepy things where I'm thinking about it and I keep seeing ads for it. Mm-hmm. So, you know that, like, we've talked about this before and you've said you can't do it because you would turn into one giant dreadlock, but you know how there's the whole like no shampoo thing and it takes
thing?
Like a month for your hair to like, you know, reset though, but then it like how shampoo takes out all the oils and stuff. So you have to do no shampoo for a month. Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about?
I would smell so badly.
But here's the thing. It doesn't matter. I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
So part of me is like, do I take this month and just stop shampooing?
What happens after you stop shampooing your hair?
Well, so initially you get gross and greasy and yucky, mm-hmm. but then your body like, it like resets.
I doubt that.
Yeah. Well, part of me is very tempted to do it.
Well, I mean, now
part of me is also like, tempted to dye my own hair.
Don't do that.
I know my hairdresser is selling kits, but she's like, not for highlighted hair. This is for people covering gray. This is for people with all over color. And it's like, mm-hmm. she sells the kit and does a Zoom call and walks you through it. Mm-hmm. And she's also selling, scissors and doing a Zoom call to teach you how to do your own bangs, which I've heard is a massive thing, which would make mm-hmm. sense. Mm-hmm. But she keeps saying, no, you can't do your own highlights. So
don't do. Yeah. You can't do your own highlights.
Well, Kathleen Jennings, you know, the beauty blogger we had on here about a year ago, mm-hmm. who was fabulous. She talked about the spray she puts in.
What spray?
Oh, you haven't been following her?
No. What's she putting in?
She has a spray, like a blonde spray.
God, she does a lot. She's a busy girl. Okay.
Okay, so it's just, is there a Caroni we're going to give out for that one or no?
The Caroni for DIY self-care?
Have you had any bad experiences? Something you've tried that did not go well?
That didn't work. I mean, I haven't attempted a lot because I'm nervous. Like I'm holding up. I still, you know, that's the thing with this whole schmalark is that they keep punting us. Like every day it's like, well, what are you going to take away tomorrow? You know, you never know. So, I mean, I keep feeling like, oh, okay, I can go 3-4 more weeks, you know, but then 3-4 more weeks comes and I'm going to be on the verge.
Yeah. It's very bad. Okay. Sweetest family moment.
I've had a lot. I actually feel like there's been a big silver lining to this. We've had some very sweet family moments. Just, I think you realize how little children need and how too much we're doing and how we're doing more than we need to. Like my children, and I think I've heard a lot of parents say this, is like, you know, my kids are actually doing okay. You know, have you heard a lot of people say that?
I don't think my kids have a clue what's going on. And it's not me being like a very, what's the word? Where you're not a helicopter parent. What do you call it? Where you like make everything too soft for your kids. I'm not doing that. Like we're fully playing the news. Like they know what's going on. In fact, my husband did bring them to the grocery store the other day and made them wear masks and made them put their hands behind their back. He just had to run in for one thing. But he's like, I'm actually really glad that they went in and saw that all the shelves were empty because they haven't been taking it seriously. They're so mad that we cut off play dates. You know, they're so, and they were doing play dates. We probably did, to be perfectly honest, play dates a little bit longer than we should have, but we were just doing them with like two families in the neighborhood outside. Mm-hmm. Nobody was going to anybody else's house. Nobody was sharing food. They were trying, we were doing our best to social distance. Again, it wasn't probably our best call. We were 2 week, but we did it too long. Mm-hmm. And Arizona was not a huge hotspot, but regardless, we were still social distancing, but we weren't perfect at it. Mm-hmm. And it was just with, again, these two families, but, you know, we cut that off a while ago and, you know, they were bratty about it. And I get it, like they're kids, they don't understand. So mm-hmm. I don't know. It was good for, I guess, them to see that, but yeah.
So what's your sweetest family moment?
My kids yell at me, they can't play with their friends. My sweetest family moment, I would say, was, do you know what it is? It's kind of just this realization I've had in the last few months of how busy we are after school. And then, you know, we wake up, we go to school, we have our little bit of time as a family, and then it's bedtime. You know what I mean? There's no time because between homework and activities, there's just that little bit of time as a family that's sometimes 15, 20 minutes. It's nothing. Mm-hmm. And it's really hit me that that's kind of life now and probably will be till they go to college, you know, and mm-hmm. realizing that those hours and hours of, you know, just toddler time that was done mm-hmm. made me a little bit sad. And now it's back with a vengeance.
It really is. It really is. No, but it's fun. I mean, like, it's just, or how slow the days start now. Like, we don't get geared up till 9.
I love the slow
And 9 days. Was like a pre-K time.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And now, like, we kind of just don't care to get started till 9. That's fine. And I like it.
For sure. And we're in a really fortunate position. I was talking to this great woman. I was really enjoying her. We were standing outside at Trader Joe's. Because Trader Joe's, by the way, we'll get to the grocery wars.
Oh, we can't talk about Trader Joe's. But it is amazing, except for the like 2-hour line that was outside.
But you know
today.
What? Thank you. It's worth one. It's always worth it for Trader Joe's, and two, like, mm-hmm. thank you for doing this seriously, because it's like no point in doing this halfway. But anyway, the woman who was working there was great, and we were talking about it, and she's like, you know, I'm working at outside the home. Like, I have to go to work. I can't work from home. It's not an option. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I also just realized I'm really fortunate that I get to have a, you know, fake job where I can be home, and I'm mostly at home anyway. And obviously I have other things to do, but,
right.
But, you know, you just,
well, but the other funny thing too, is like, you know, I've always said that I wanted my job to be a supermarket checkout girl. Cause I think it's a fabulous, like, I just think it's interesting. I think I would enjoy it. Like, we've always talked about that in the past.
Yeah.
Like that is the new job of the face of a hero.
Totally.
I mean, that's kind of just change. It just changes a lot when you think about that. That's truly the job of a hero.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, which I think a lot of
people. And the UPS guy. Oh my gosh. Like, thank you.
Yeah. And we couldn't live without them.
Have you read Maybe You Should Talk to Someone?
No.
You know, that's like it was like a very big bestseller this year. Mm-mm. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay. So it's about therapy from a therapist's point of view. It's so good. And it talks about her having to go to therapy, and then talks about her like relationship with her clients. Anyway, she has this woman who is dying of cancer, and she's a professor. And so she's obviously worked for a really long time in her specialty to get to the point where she was a professor. And, you know, clearly you think there's a passion if you've invested that much time and money in that career. And that she, you know, she knows she's dying and she just wants to do what makes her happy. And she's like, you know what my dream job really is? It's not to be a professor. It's to work at Trader Joe's. And so she goes and gets a job at Trader Joe's, and she's so happy, and her cancer like gets better. And then, you know, it does, I won't spoil the story, but anyway, I was telling people at Trader Joe's that they're like, it's so true. This is the best job.
Oh, they all love it. It seems like a very happy place to work.
Yeah, it's really a great company.
Speaking of happy, we have a cool sponsor. As you know, we love digital frames. We are sponsored today by Skylight. Skylight frames are very neat, especially in times for Mother's Day or Father's Day. If you're looking for something, if you can't visit anyone right now, mom, dad, grandparents, as much as you'd like to, what you can do is you can try a Skylight frame. That's an interesting thing to look into. Staying in touch with those we love is more important than ever. And the easiest way to do it is with a Skylight frame. You can basically email photos from anytime, anywhere, and you can send them onto a virtual digital frame. Skylight has an interesting 10-inch touchscreen that you can use. You can swipe through your photos with your finger and even tap to thank the person who sent you a photo onto your frame. They have 100% satisfaction guarantee, and if you don't love your Skylight frame, they'll offer you a full refund. So that's a kind of cool thing coming up for Mother's Day and Father's Day. It's an effortless setup in under 60 seconds. Plug it in, use the touchscreen to connect to your wireless network, and you are moving on to enjoyment. We have a very special discount for our guests tonight, or for our listeners, I should say. You go to skylightframe.com/home and put in the code home, and you'll get $10 off the purchase of your Skylight frame. So again, Skylight, so it's SKYLIGHT frame.com/home. Put in the code home, and you'll get $10 off your Skylight frame. Give it a try.
All right. Thank you, Skylight Frames. Okay. Sweetest neighborhood moment. You, oh my gosh, I know.
Oh my God, we crushed it. Crushed it. I mean, that would go on a frame. It was amazing. We had a sweet girl on our street who, and you know, this ties into so many things we've talked about on our road. So we went full on mailbox bows, like 100%. Everyone had these beautiful white bows on their mailboxes. We had a girl who got married on our street, but her wedding was canceled. And so we did a virtual, or her family did a virtual wedding basically, where I think they, you know, got their certificate from the Justice of the Peace, but then they came back to their front yard and their wedding party all got in their cars. Everyone was perfectly distanced. Nobody got out of their cars and they drove by. So like hundreds of cars drove by honking. The cars were all decorated. They popped confetti and the bride and groom stood in the front yard in their wedding apparel and just like got showered. It was amazing.
The photos were adorable. And everyone had flowers or balloons. And it was, yeah, the line like, of cars was amazing.
It okay. was like a line of cars.
You great. Win, but mine was pretty awesome. So a friend of ours, her son had a birthday and he loves golf. And so we had nine families do a nine-hole course, a golf course, like a putt-putt.
And that's amazing, Kirsten.
It's amazing. So every family put a hole in their front yard. And we had a schedule and a scorecard. And it was a shotgun start. So everyone started on their own front yard, and it was kind of done around the neighborhood. So it was done like in a circle, and then you went and golfed the next hole. So you never really saw anybody, or occasionally somebody would be, you know, the pace of play was very important, but pace of play has never been more important when you're quarantining.
I actually have to say it's kind of amazing.
It was so much fun. It was so fun. And then you went to the next house, and you would, sometimes people would be there like finishing up. And so you'd get to say hi and you'd stand on the street and wait for them to finish and sort of wave. And then they'd go and then you'd go and golf, but it was so cute. So we did a little putt-putt course and it was a blast. And we spent way too long planning our hole. It was multi-level.
It looked amazing. Honestly, I might steal that and try to do that on our street because that was amazing.
It was so much fun. So I can highly recommend Neighborhood Golf Course. It was very cute.
That's really cool. I love it.
Okay. This is such a good one. I'm excited. Can we switch over to, we're feeling, it's just too sweet, Graham. We're supposed to be laughing.
Stop being sweet. Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Okay. This is making me so happy. Top three items purchased during quarantine that you had previously done without. Okay, Graham, okay. You first.
Okay. We caved it. I mean, these are silly, but like we caved and bought an Xbox. So that's like dumb. I feel like half of the world has bought an Xbox or already owned one. We became bionic bikers. I mean, like we knew the apocalypse was coming and all of a sudden it was like, not only do we need bikes stat, and we need to be like bikers that can like we went from zero to hero in like a nanosecond. Like we have special seat, like we just did it and we were scared. And I think we bought into the fear. And then all of a sudden we like, not only all have bikes, but we have like pimped out bikes. That can go on a carrier that can like be transported anywhere.
Because you guys didn't own bicycles before this?
No, like I don't think I've had a bike since I was nine.
Like, so weird.
We went from 0 to 100, like really, really fast. It was like, we need bikes. We need them fast.
Okay.
And we need to be able to move them wherever we want.
Well, that's we talked about this. We talked about this before you went on a little trip. So here is the problem is once you buy a bike, this is what people don't tell you. You buy a bike, you feel like you just spent all this money, you've got your new bike, and then all of a sudden you realize, I can't get this bike home. So then you have to buy a bike rack because you can't get it home.
No. Or what if you have a car that doesn't have a hitch? So there I was like the day before the world was shutting down at some like random truck hitch installation company asking them to put a hitch on the car that I don't even own, that I lease. I mean, like, it's just like the oddities of this quarantine have not stopped.
Okay, well, that's only two items.
Okay. Wait, I think you have...
I've got mine. No. Don't look at my list. You have your own list. Top three. You made the outline. Three items.
Okay, that we purchased, that we'd previously done without. Okay. Let's see. We had that. You go. I'll think of my third one.
Okay, we'll count the bike. Oh, here's what I'll give you. I'll give you a bike, and then I'll give you a hitch.
Okay, bike, hitch, and the Xbox.
Okay, yeah. And now that I've said that, I'm looking at my list, and there's only two, so I don't even know what I'm talking about. Okay. All right, so my first answer is very wah-wah, but a blood sat monitor.
Oh my God, you actually bought that?
Yeah, there was only like $50. No. And
is that the one that says how much oxygen's in your blood?
Yes, and you know what? I was talking to my dad. Genius. My dad's a physician. I was talking to my dad, and he's like, oh, yeah, you've got, because I have an asthmatic kid. And I should have had one all along because I have an asthmatic kid. And he was like, oh, yeah, no big deal. You just picked those up for like $40 at CVS. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, Dad, awesome. I'll get one in August, you know? So he didn't realize they were completely sold out. But then it turned out, I checked like 2 days ago on Amazon and there was nothing. And then I checked and I was so distraught about it. I just didn't even get in line for like a back ordered one, you know? And my husband was like, you know what? We don't know what's going on. It's not like his asthma's going away. We might as well just get it. We'll probably, you know, even if this ends, we should have one. And then they restocked. And so now it's already being delivered right now. So everybody says you kind of need one of those. So,
well, I actually heard it's kind of helpful too, because I mean, I read a lot about this virus, as does everyone, but I also heard them say like, you're actually kind of supposed to move around if you can. Cause like, that's the concept, right? Is if your lungs are getting clogged, you kind of want to like do everything you can to kind of shake it up. Mm-hmm. You know, like move the phlegm around. I mean, mm-hmm. that's not like a scientific approach, but that, you know, that will help kind of oxygenate your blood.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how the monitor will help me with that. Yes.
Well, no, but I mean, because apparently you're not supposed to get below like the low 90s. You want to keep your numbers above 90.
Yeah.
And so if you get below 90, you've got a problem. That's like that's when you go to the emergency room.
Well, yeah. So I've heard, but you don't know that unless you have the monitor. So
right, anyway,
I've got the monitor. And then here's my next one. We bought the Tushy. In fact,
you're so crazy.
We bought the Tushy Spa because I wanted warm water on my butt.
That's so disgusting.
Disgusting? You know, it's funny because the argument they make is it's disgusting. If you got poop on your hands, you wouldn't wipe it off with a tissue. You'd wipe it off with water.
Why wouldn't you wipe it off with a tissue?
I don't know. It just seems like you're smearing it around. I don't know. Watch the commercials. They're very compelling. I bought a tissue. Well,
you know what? I might fire up the old bidet we have in our 90s bathroom, which again, design comes around.
You might fire up the bidet. Graham, you are sitting on a gold mine.
I have a bidet.
You have a bidet. I have to buy an aftermarket bidet attachment. Like, I'm a second class bidet citizen, and you've been sitting on a literally
I've been sitting on a bidet. You're right. We've never used it. The most I did was
what are you? Only, wait a minute. This should have been breaking news. Graham has a bidet. The rest of us are hoarding toilet paper.
But wait, we're
about four rolls away from being out in the backyard with a garden hose, Graham.
But that's disgusting. What are you supposed to do? Just like drip? I never understood.
No, you know. So okay, this is a very. You know what? We're adults.
We just look at it and laugh at it.
No, we're all adults. So here's the deal. So you spray until you're clean.
Right.
Well, okay. First of all, just go on the Tushy website. And Tushy's not a sponsor, by the way, guys. There's a couple other brands that look hilarious too. They all have really good advertising campaigns. But you go and you rinse it off, mm-hmm. and then you wash it off with it's a power wash. It's a power washer. And then you're supposed to use like everyone has their own towel.
So disgusting.
No, because why is it disgusting? I don't understand.
So gross. Well, it sounds like cloth diapers, basically. So what you're saying is you kind of clean it off the best you can, and then you like move to your cloth operation, and then probably what you have to throw that in the washing machine.
I mean, I think you use it a couple times.
Yeah.
Then there's some that have like a not to go back to our episode where we talked about the Dyson hot air blower and the really crummy McDonald's cold air poop air. There are some bidet attachments that have like hot air blowers too on it. So you wouldn't even need the towel.
That's fancy. I don't think we have that. But no, we do have a bidet. Well, who knew?
Yeah, so we bought a bidet
attachment.
Comes
around.
Ironically,
comes around.
My bidet attachment is coming after my blood saturation monitor. And then my third thing that we bought, I guess Indian food.
You didn't even put it on the outline. You were so embarrassed.
Okay. I'm going to give, you know what? I'm going to make an executive call. The Caroni is going to the tushy. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to the tushy.
100%. Best new form of exercise you've tried.
Oh my gosh. Oh, let's see. Oh, well, I'm a biker. Like I'm a mad biker.
You're a biker. Okay.
Like basically you can see.
Have you heard
like
of spinning gram?
Yeah, no, but like I'm like freewheeling on my bicycle. Like
did you get a bike with gears or did you get like a beach cruiser?
No, I mean, basically I got the cheapest bike I could possibly get. Like I don't even know what it's called. It has gears, but it's not like super fancy. I actually bought it at like a secondhand bike store. It's a used bicycle. And like, I go around town and I fly around on it and I bought like all the attachments I could buy. So I've got something that like holds my iPad. I've got like a basket and I just like fly around.
Okay. So the best new form of exercise you've tried is your biking.
I just bike around.
Okay. So I had the last elective surgery in Phoenix. So I have not tried any exercise because I'm which was also very weird to have surgery. It was like not necessary. I could have done it at any point. I actually thought I'd postpone it, but then they're like, nope, we're actually going to move you up a couple days or a couple weeks. So I was like, I was not expecting this. So I found out the day before I was having surgery, I was going to have it. And that meant I kind of started the quarantine. My first like week and a half, I was just lying in bed. So I really eased into this.
You had a little breather. Yeah.
It was because I was sick. I was lying in bed. I was, you know, on half power anyway. But what is really frustrating is, you know how when you can't be physical, you know, when you're sick, when you're just like sick and you want to get up and go, and knowing that like, when I was ready to be like, okay, I'm back at it. I want to shower and I want to get on nice clothes and I want to go. Right. And go.
It's
like,
cared.
Oh, no.
Nobody cared. Everyone's like, yeah, and we shut it down.
So I've not tried any exercise. And that was like one of the bummers too, was like lying in bed, feeling disgusting. And then just watching all these 1 month free, try our free workout.
Well, I know. I feel like everyone's coming out with something every single day. I mean, I've tried a bunch of wacky stuff, but
what have you tried besides?
I've done some Zumba videos. Our fitness club puts out a video every day and they've always got something weird.
You know what? I love the Tracy Anderson DVD. I should break that out again.
They've always got someone like in a park somewhere doing something with birds in the background. It's peaceful.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. Most 1950s homemaker thing you've attempted.
So I'm just going to say some chicks.
Oh my gosh.
Apparently there are no chicks to be had.
Stop. That's not true.
No, it's
okay.
Literally.
So I'm going
no
to
skip
down to my most, I've been quarantined too long and probably lost my mind decision.
Okay.
So we had this, gosh, this is such a long story. Okay. So, you know, we're supposed to be moving in 8 weeks, 6 weeks.
I don't think you are going to be,
I think so.
That's postponed. I'm thinking that's postponed.
I've heard there's a few things going on in the greater New York area. Oh, yeah. So obviously in the grand scheme of things, this is not the world's biggest problem, but it's frustrating because a lot of my things are in storage right now, you know, not in storage. They're in boxes in my garage. You know, we're starting this family board game night and everything's in the garage. It's so frustrating. So now we're starting to unpack things, which is kind of heartbreaking, but anyhow, we were supposed to be moving across the country in 6 weeks. And obviously it was not the time to build a chicken coop, but we were doing this little remodeling project, more of like a maintenance thing. And these two giant wooden crates show up in my house with building material on them to do this project. And my kids start attacking the crates and I just let them. So my boys learned how to use power drills. They would go out there 7 a.m. I'm sure my neighbors were hating me, blaring AC/DC with their power drills, not wearing shirts, and they don't know have any face protection, so they wear ski goggles out there. You've got to imagine. My 9-year-old walked to my bedroom at 8 a.m, no shirt, ski goggles, holding a power drill, going, Mom, we really brought the thunder. So they have unscrewed this crate, put it back together. At some point, there was a saw involved. I almost posted on Instagram, and then I started to think, like, uh-oh, no, they shouldn't be using the saw, and I shouldn't laugh at this because it's terrible.
Who was overseeing this? Like, was...
Oh, well, my husband taught them to use the saw. I was asleep. It was like 7 in the morning. So they built a chicken coop, and now I think we're going to get chickens.
If you can find any, there are none to be found.
No, anywhere. There are plenty to be found.
No, there are none. To try it. I double toucan dare.
All of our neighbors have chickens.
Yeah, but like, do you have any? That's the question. There are no chickens to be found. All of the like doomsday people have bought up all the chickens. The chickens are gone, Kirsten.
Okay, but here's the, okay. Anyway, all right.
It's like chickens, Hostess, Twinkies, and ramen noodles are not to be found. So I'm skipping to our next category. It's like
this stuff is very depressing to me. And we've touched upon my move and how that's not happening and all my disappointment. And all I keep thinking is, and we've talked about in book about therapy, maybe you should talk to someone. And all I'm thinking is, I am probably not the only one who is thinking maybe you should talk to someone. I want to introduce you to our sponsor. If you are a fan of the show, you've heard about them before, but I think this is really apropos now, especially when you can't actually get out of your house and go to the therapist. So BetterHelp is one of our sponsors today. If there is anything that is interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, like, I don't know, quarantine, online counseling is there for you through BetterHelp. BetterHelp will connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It is so convenient. And if there was ever a time for BetterHelp, not only of the stress of the situation we're in right now, but just the stress of life. I know lots of people are in a hard financial situation right now. Gosh, the economy is just so unpredictable. Our health is unpredictable. We've never experienced anything like this. And so the idea of talking to someone, even if you felt like you were not going to be a candidate for this maybe a couple weeks ago, everything has probably changed. So go ahead and give BetterHelp a try. Anything you share is confidential. And if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time. They're available worldwide. You can talk through text, chat, phone, or video, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. So if there's ever been a time to get this service, right now is wonderful to give it a try. And we will give our listeners a 10% off their first month. Thank you, BetterHelp, for doing that. The discount code is WELCOMEHOME, all one word. Again, go to betterhelp.com/WELCOMEHOME and you enter the discount code WELCOMEHOME for 10% off your first month. Thank you, BetterHelp. I know this is such a crazy time for everybody, and hopefully BetterHelp can make it a little bit easier.
We nailed it on the sponsors, Kirsten.
Oh, I mean, we're so
between like digital frames when you can't be with anyone and online counseling when you can't go see a counselor in real life. Like, we're crushing it.
Well, also imagine if you needed to go get your kids' glasses.
Oh, tell us more.
Can you go to the eyeglass store right now, Graham?
No.
No, you can't. You can't go. But could you spend only $1 and try out 7 frames for 7 days?
Ooh, tell me more.
Could you save time and feel confident that you're ordering glasses your kids will love?
I hope so.
Do they have sizes available for kids ages 4 to 16 plus some petite adults like me?
Say it ain't true.
It's true. I wear Gap Kids clothes and I wear Jonas Paul glasses. Just kidding. I don't wear Jonas Paul glasses because I have perfect vision. But if I had vision issues, I would certainly give them a try.
I think I hate Jonas you Paul more because amazing. You can still wear Gap Kids clothes. But actually, I would prefer if you could wear Jonas Paul glasses. I really don't want to hear that you wear Gap Kids clothes. Keep going.
I'm sure
everyone hates you. People who listen to that and hear you, they hate you. I see. Like in the coronavirus where everyone's gained like 15 pounds, no one likes that. Move on.
Oh, well, I'm 5'4". I'm just.
True. Okay. That's fair. Okay. Okay. Move on.
All right. Anyway, the point is, trust me, I'm not looking cute. That's not what I was saying. Trust me. Anyway, but the point is, Jonas Paul has really stylish glasses, but without the designer price tag. You guys, it's such an easy to use website. It's really incredible. Our kids both wear Jonas Paul's. Welcome home is the promo code for 15% off your prescription glasses. This is the perfect time, obviously. Anyway, so if you want to get your kids glasses, I know a lot of our kids are glasses. Jonas Paul Eyewear. And again, the promo code Welcome Home for 15% off. Thank you, Jonas Paul.
Yes, thank you, Jonas Paul. Yeah, Cohen actually just got a pair. He loves his.
As a homeschool teacher, I have to
say. Yeah.
All right, back to the Coronies. Do I need to play the theme song again?
Maybe. I like it.
Maybe. We'll talk about it.
Okay. The funniest, do you get a lot of those video clips from all the places that like...
No, I didn't understand what this meant on the outline. Explain this to me.
So basically, here's the thing. Our zoo is closed, but yet they, yeah, and they're trying. That's the thing. Everyone's trying. Our science museum's closed. Our independent like movie theater that plays art house films is closed. And so everyone's trying to like,
you've tried to bring me there.
Because it's amazing. Yeah. All these places are amazing. I'm not denigrating them in any way, shape or form. I'm just saying that like, is everyone else getting an email a day from all the places that they're members of these places trying to stay relevant?
Yeah.
Which I completely understand. And I think it's lovely, but at the same point in time, like I'm inundated with like 2 minute clips of, hey, you're not here, but let me show you how the giant pandas are doing. My kids will not sit still to watch any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds obnoxious to me.
No, I get it. I totally get it.
I just like, I get it. In the first 2 days, I was like, man, you guys are on point. Like I am on this. This is amazing. It's the same way with the airlines, basically, where, you know, they send you an email every day saying like, we're thinking about you. We, you know, are gonna, we're supporting you. That kind of stuff.
You know, that might be a you specific thing, Graham. That might actually be, we're all sitting around thinking Graham is the travel person we love. I'm not getting any emails from the airline.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's just you. I think that's just you, Graham. Okay. Yeah, no, for sure. I've gotten a lot of those. Okay. Most annoying clip. Yeah, I don't have any of those.
My zoo, that's the thing. It's the clip every single day that I get in the zoo, and they're always out like feeding some random different animal. And it's like a 2 minute video. Here's what I need. I need someone to create a video that's great content that lasts 90 minutes. If you do that, that's what I need. Like, I don't need a 2 minute like check-in. Like, that is the biggest waste of my time, like, of life.
Well, by the time you get it, okay, guys, come here, come watch this video. Hey, no, stop. Put down your iPad. Yeah. Don't hit your brother. No, just focus. No, we're not doing homeschool right now. Yeah. Okay, we're going to watch this video.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to see what like the panda's doing for like 45 seconds. No, I need you to make, if you want to like truly serve me as a customer, I'm going to need a 90 minute high quality video.
Or maybe do a weekly video that's like 15 minutes.
No, I'm going to need a 90 minute video that goes every single day. That basically says something like, you know how they do those, it's Clever Ears Kids, if anyone's listening, those Santa videos where it's like, hello, Cohen. I basically need the zoo to be like, hello, Cohen. I'm watching you. Watch the video. There are going to be 4 questions at the end of this 90-minute video that I'm going to need Cohen's answer to. That, honestly, people, that is how you could serve me best.
I love it. That's awesome.
You care about my mental health. That's what I need.
I think my Google filters are just too good, my Gmail filters, because I don't think I'm getting enough of these videos.
Oh my God, I get like 20 a day. Like, hey, this is us entertaining you for 95 seconds.
We've got to speed this up because we're going too long. Okay, I want to go to best binge watch of the quarantine.
I think we all know. I think everyone knows.
It's Tiger King, right?
Tiger King.
But here's the thing. This is going to make me wildly unpopular. I like it. I don't love it.
Everyone likes it, but doesn't love it.
Are you sure?
I feel like
people love it.
No, I think what happens is you can watch one episode. It's highly enjoyable. And then you save one for the next day.
Okay.
It's not like insanely funny. It's like a little bit crazy.
I'm really sad about the first husband that died. And then he got married like 2 months later. That made me sad.
I haven't gotten to that yet. I'm only on like the second episode.
Never mind. Okay. That didn't happen. That was
okay.
That was fine. I'm still loving Bless This Mess. Have you watched it yet?
No.
You got to watch Bless This Mess.
Speaking I need of, a funny sitcom.
Yes, you need to watch Bless This Mess. It will make you so happy. It is. We watch like 2 episodes a night. It makes us so happy. You've got to watch Bless
which,
This Mess.
Okay, wait, which network is it on?
I believe it. I don't know. I don't want to say it wrong. But it's okay. Lake Bell and Dax Shepard. And it's just a 30-minute comedy. I told you this. It's about New Yorkers who go to Nebraska to live on a farm. I'm obsessed. I talked about it last
time. Oh, that sounds fabulous. I'm going to watch that. Yes. That sounds delightful.
You know my Hulu password, Graham. Wink, wink. Okay.
Oh, it's Hulu. Okay, perfect.
Best news coverage award.
None.
Okay, no. I'm obsessed with the Cuomo show.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's pretty good. That's
it makes
good.
Me so, I think as like the mom of two boys, two brothers, mm-hmm. who I could feel like one would have the coronavirus, one would be the governor, and they would still be like, well, we were kids and still heckling each other. Like, that makes me so happy. I just can't even tell you. So I very much enjoyed their like fun, brotherly, just even in a horrible, intense, sad, sad situation, that they've just been like brothers giving each other a hard time. Like, it's
brothers
just
to the
really
end. Wait, yeah. Who are the two? Okay, hold on. They remind me of who was Obama's chief of staff. Why am I getting this? Okay, hold on. They are
Rahm Emanuel.
Yes, the Emanuels. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Like, how many families are really like that? Where know. All the kids are successful.
I don't know.
In their own right. They remind me of the Emanuels.
Okay. Now for the big awards. This is like, we've now moved on to the portion of the cronies that's kind of like when they do best actress, best actor, best picture. Okay. The crony for the most needed out of stock grocery store item.
Oh, that's great. I would say today it's eggs.
See, okay, this is so weird because our eggs were totally back in stock.
We're on the cusp, yeah, but I'm only allowed to get two.
Oh.
I had to have our
local Safeway for the first time didn't even have a limit. There were so many eggs.
Oh, that's lovely.
Because did you decorate Easter eggs?
Yeah, duh.
I wasn't sure if we could do that. I told my kids, I said, you're only allowed to decorate as many Easter eggs as you'll actually eat hard-boiled eggs.
I told my children
not doing it for arts and crafts.
That we weren't related. Like, I bought two, my older son bought two dozen, and like my younger son bought two dozen.
Graham.
I handed out $5 bills and like made us go through the line like three times.
Graham.
What?
No, that is I don't know if I like you anymore. You are not a good Corona citizen.
No, it's Easter, dude.
Graham, that's terrible.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, why are they rationing eggs?
Because there aren't enough.
I don't
all
think
the
that's
chickens
true.
Are gone, apparently.
No, there's tons of eggs. There's tons of eggs.
I just want a freaking chicken coop. And no,
here's the thing.
Chicken coop.
Nobody's dialed down on this. The only reason there's an egg shortage is because everyone's home and all they have to do is dye Easter eggs. So everyone's dyeing Easter eggs.
That's right.
There's no problem with the egg supply. Like, no, because I watch things like really, really intricately. Eggs were at their lowest price ever before Easter. This is a fake egg shortage. Like, I'm not buying it. There's no problem with the egg supply.
All right, you heard it here first. I mean,
yeah,
I will
this
say
is like
egg
breaking news.
Totally
eggs were never cheaper before the coronavirus. They were selling at $1 a dozen. I actually bought them for 90 cents a dozen. There's no problem with the egg supply. This is we're home, we have nothing else to do, like everyone's buying for Easter. Egg shortage. It's a faux created shortage. Not buying it. They're not convincing me.
Okay, guys, again, Graham has no insight. Beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep.
Gosh, once you learn to do that sound, Graham, our show took such a turn. Okay, most surprising out-of-stock grocery store item.
Oh, I'll tell you what it was.
Wait, I'm going to go back to my most needed out-of-stock. Okay, obviously, the answer is obviously toilet paper. Like, that is the appropriate answer. The crony goes to toilet paper, but what has been driving me crazy is my kids been wanting to bake. And I'm not a baker. I hate baking. I'm just not good at it. But I was like, you know what? Yeah, let's bake. And then we had this adorable listener write to us and talk about how she did a sourdough starter. In fact, we were supposed to post that on Instagram. She's actually gonna post this for us on Instagram so we can learn how to do this because it is such a fun thing. Except for there's no yeast. There's like no yeast to be found or flour.
Oh yeah, there's no yeast to be found.
Yeast or flour. Like why is everyone baking now?
Because they have nothing else to do.
Because there's no eggs to decorate. They're bored.
They're bored. People are bored. Yeah. The toilet paper hasn't stressed me out though. Because again, using my
common sense. You have a bidet, fancy pants.
I do have a bidet, but like tissues. Like worst case scenario, switch to tissues.
I don't know. I was actually thinking about going into my packed boxes and finding the box that has my linen napkins. Because I feel like I'm wasting napkins willy-nilly. There's no paper products to be found, Graham.
Well, I'll tell you, you're probably right. I haven't been to a store in a while and I can't.
Okay, yeah. So you're wrong. So it's not like, oh, just use tissue. There's no tissues, Graham.
We're low.
There was no, oh, here's mine. I'm sorry. I have a good answer too. dishwasher detergent. There was no dishwasher pots.
Or like hand detergent either. Like there's
hand sanitizer, baby wipes, everything.
No, but like dish detergent, like soap, like Palmolive.
Oh, I know. I got the very last one. It was like the store brand. It was like the one that was dented in the back. And the woman's like, here you go. You got the last one. I'm like, no, I got the one that no one wanted.
And then my kids like take it out and pour it on the slip and slide. And I'm like, what the what?
That's gold. That was not
for the slip and slide.
Okay. Most surprising out of stock grocery store.
Where do you? That happened this week. Okay. I'll tell you what I thought was strange was I passed the ramen noodle aisle. Like there was not a ramen noodle to be had. And now I've never purchased a ramen noodle in my life, but there was not a ramen to be had. And then the other thing I went for, I've really been thinking about like Hostess products lately, like Little Debbie's, like Twinkies, like just real snowballs, Ho-Ho's, all those kind of things. They're gone. Like I double toucan dare you to search for any of them. They're gone.
Gross.
I'm telling you, I swear.
Okay. I actually found it a little bit validating because I've never enjoyed tomato soup. And I feel like tomato soup is one of those things that everyone just loves. Grilled cheese and tomato soup. I've never liked it. I went to the grocery store and I was in the soup aisle and all the soup was gone. An entire shelf left of tomato. I was like, yes, I'm not the only one.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So tomato soup was plenty still in stock.
Oh, there okay. we go.
Also, I feel like the neighborhood I live in is very like everything's organic. Everybody's so healthy. Green juice this, cold juice that. Like how like everybody's given that up. And it kind of like makes me feel good. Like, yes,
that's
right.
You see the true nature of people. Like I have to say the things that were out were the cheapest things. The ramen and the Hostess products were gone. Like try to find a coffee cake. I dare you.
Yeah, but it was also kind of like, see, like, you're not so high and mighty.
Yeah, we're not so high and mighty. Like, when it hits the fan, we turn to potted meat. And, like, we're happy to buy potted meat if we can get it. Like, Vienna sausages, run on those.
Right, and as someone who has SpaghettiOs on her usual grocery store list, like, oh my God. Come on. Like,
no
don't joke. Switch teams now.
No.
You go back to your kale juice because my daughter wants her SpaghettiOs.
Right, exactly. Like, y'all, you just keep eating your weird foods, right? I cannot find a can of SpaghettiOs to save my life.
Yep.
They're gone. They're all gone.
Mm-hmm. It's very sad. Okay. Although, you know what's weird? Mac and cheese is still doing this.
It was pretty much gone where I was.
Oh, you know what? Because I was trying to figure out why mac and cheese was like the one thing that didn't fit the pattern. And I was like, maybe it's because you have to have milk and butter to make it.
I don't know. Where I was, the mac and cheese was gone.
No, we still have lots of mac and cheese. Okay. Yeah. The MVP of the App Store.
MVP of the App
Store. Okay, actually, I have nominees for this one. Okay. We're taking this one very seriously, okay? Mm-hmm. The MVP of the App Store. We have Google Classroom being nominated for their role in the homeschooling.
Ooh.
That's a solid nominee.
That's a solid nominee. Okay.
Okay, so Crowdcast. This one is specific to me, but I went to a virtual wake it was for a fictional character.
Oh my God.
One of the fan favorites, if anyone watches Outlander and missed last week's episode, spoiler alert, but one of our favorite characters died. And you're so a podcast that I listen to that talks about Outlander hosted a wake for the character, and it was awesome. So I went to like a 2-hour Crowdcast wake, and people made toasts. And
When are you parenting? Like, you're telling me you're homeschooling all day. You're so busy that you're making me like podcast at night, and now I know what you're doing. I'm not buying it. You just admitted that you went to a 2-hour fictional wake.
It was like, it was Friday night at 6:00. Boots.
Oh,
Boots.
Good. You're busy. Graham. You're busy. So you're saying you're busy.
Very busy. I had a very important event. I'm like, I have to go to an event. And he goes, oh, who? With your friend, like your book club? I'm like, no, with people who like the same show I like. Okay. House Party. So I'm nominating House Party for the Coroni because my daughter is on an endless loop of play dates. Do you guys have House Party?
We haven't gotten it yet. But
you've got to get House Party. House Party is amazing. And all her friends are on House Party.
They don't want to deal with that.
They want to connect on like Xbox and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's interesting. We've done. Yeah. Anyway, House Party is so fun. The grandparents on House Party. We've got, House Party's a great app. It's a lot of fun. So my daughter's on House Party all the time with her little first grade girlfriends and it's adorable. But I'm going to go ahead and give the Caroni to the Meryl Streep of apps, the winner, the classic. It's the Zoom.
Oh, Zoom. Oh, absolutely. Zoom. And they made that sweet CEO apologize because people were watching videos of children or something. I'm not quite sure what the problem was, but like, here's the deal. That guy was caught unaware.
I didn't even hear about this.
Well, the CEO, I think basically there have been flaws with Zoom because it's been flooded and so many people have used it. And I think it's like not a perfect system is what it's come down to. It's like everyone's Zooming right now and like they're, you know, hackers and all these things that are getting into Zoom. And the CEO did this very nice commentary that basically said, like, I'm an idiot. I messed up. I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't put enough time into like cybersecurity. And I want to say to myself, like, buddy, let's give you a little bit of credit. Like, you were inundated. Like, Zoom's working for everyone. We're all using it. Like, the world has flooded to it. Like, just give yourself a deep breath. Like, it's okay. You're doing a good job. Zoom's working well.
I mean, my daughter does gymnastics on Zoom. We have teacher conference calls on Zoom. My son earned a merit badge at Boy Scouts on Zoom.
And when's the last time they sent us a bill? Like quarter to never?
Remember when you got out of those one bills. But yes, no. Graham also, in case you haven't noticed, does not pay bills. So, but no, we pay for Zoom. We're Zoom customers, Graham.
Oh, we are. You're
yeah,
right.
We are Zoom customers.
But that's because we only go over 40 minutes. They give it to you if you're under 40 minutes.
Which, speaking of which...
Let's wrap this up.
I think our time is up here. What was the final Caroni, the most I've been quarantined too long and probably lost my mind decision?
I love it. I think we may or may not have bought a lake house today that we don't own because you can't actually own it. So,
what lake is this on?
It's owned by the water board. So,
have you ever been to this lake before?
Once, but we bought the house sight unseen. So there we go.
Gosh.
So how about that one? But we need a project. We need a project.
Well, mine was going to be chickens.
Okay.
So you win, I think.
I don't know. Well, stay tuned. When you get your chickens and I get my lake house, once the deals go through.
I can't wait to come to your lake house.
I can't wait for you to come to my guest room.
I can't wait to come anywhere. I'm so sad. Graham and I were supposed to see each other in like 3 weeks.
Oh, I am fighting that tooth and nail, by the way. I've been emailing them like left and right.
Wait, fighting the convention that was canceled?
Yeah. Like literally I've sent them some very angry emails, but that is neither here nor there.
Okay. Don't worry guys. I'm going to talk to Graham offline and explain to her. Okay. Well, who knows? The crazy thing about this episode is that we don't know where we'll be by the time, you know, a week out from now, this could be a completely different story. So here is, the real Caroni Award going to people who are keeping us safe and keeping us healthy, and all the healthcare workers and the teachers who have been thrust into homeschool, and the working parents trying to make this work. And gosh, there are so many amazing people who really do deserve awards in this. So I hope this was fun. I hope this took our mind off things. We are just praying for our country and our world, and what a crazy time. And I hope this made you laugh a little bit, but, gosh, Graham, I hope to talk to you again in 2 weeks under better circumstances, but thanks for making my night so fun.
That was beautifully said because all those things are so true. So thank you to everyone who's doing everything for us.
And hopefully we will never have another Caroni Award.
Ever.
Welcome home. This is your place for top Caroni coverage.
Never.
Good
night. Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Welcome Home. We think you guys are the best.
Our sweet listeners tell us all the time that it feels like we're real life friends, and not to be too mushy, but we feel the same about you. So why not go ahead and connect with us on Instagram? We're at the Welcome Home Podcast.
Or if it's something super secret, feel free to send us an email at hello@thewelcomehomepodcast.com, especially if it's a secret about Kirsten. I'm the one who checks the email. It will stay between us.
And as always, if you'd enjoyed today's episode of Welcome Home, please make sure you're subscribed. And also, if you have a few minutes, we'd just love for you to leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, please share the show with your friends.
Tell your friends. That's the hospitable thing to do.
Thanks for listening to Welcome Home.